The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the Kansas Constitution means women have the right to decide whether or not to have an abortion. That was the ruling of the Kansas Supreme Court. Kansas News Service editor Amy Jeffries spoke with KCUR reporter Dan Margulies about the implications.
The Kansas Supreme Court has now said, yes, the state constitution protects a woman's right to abortion. How significant of a decision is this?
This decision is one of the most significant decisions that the Kansas Supreme Court has ever handed down. It means essentially that even if the U.S. Supreme Court were to overturn Roe v. Wade, the right to an abortion in the state of Kansas would still be preserved because it's in the Kansas Constitution, according to the Kansas Supreme Court.
This ruling has been a very long time coming, more than 2 years. Maybe it feels even longer than that because of all the intense interest in this case and this issue. But ultimately, the justices came together, most of them, six out of the seven, and came to a consensus. Is there evidence about why it took so long to come to this consensus and how they ultimately did so?
Given how polarizing this issue is, it would have been surprising if they had not taken as long as they did. This was the state that saw the Summer of Mercy, so-called, back in 1991. This is the state that saw the assassination of an abortion provider, Dr. George Tiller. So we're talking about a very fraught issue. And the reason that it took the justices so long, I suspect, is because they wanted to carefully calibrate everything that they were going to say and reach as much consensus as they possibly could.
And this was a very carefully crafted decision as well.
Yeah, so not only was it carefully crafted, Amy, but it also contains the kind of soaring rhetoric for the ages that you don't ordinarily see in a Supreme Court
opinion.
They
knew this was a landmark decision.
They knew this was a landmark decision. And right at the outset, they say something quite striking, and I will quote it. Section 1 of the Kansas Constitution Bill of Rights affords protection of the right of personal autonomy, which includes the ability to control one's own body, to assert bodily integrity, and to exercise self-determination. This right allows a woman to make her own decisions regarding her body, health, family formation, and family life, decisions that can include whether to continue a pregnancy.
Abortion, as you say, has been not just a fraught issue in Kansas, but really it's really been a political fault line here for decades. To what extent do you imagine that this ruling will now accelerate what has been an existing push for a constitutional amendment to allow a ban on abortion?
I have not the slightest doubt, Amy, that this decision will accelerate those efforts. There'll even be perhaps attempts to impeach some of the judges on the Supreme Court, or certainly to make sure that they are not retained. This issue just has such incendiary potential. And there's not the slightest question, as I say, that there will be a renewed push for this kind of amendment to the Constitution banning abortion.
This Kansas Supreme Court ruling, of course, stems from a case that challenged the state's ban on dilation and evacuation, a very common second trimester abortion procedure often used in cases where the fetus is not viable. This case now goes back to the lower court. Genevieve Scott, who's with the Center for Reproductive Rights that has been representing the plaintiffs in this case, the abortion providers in this case, she says now that there's really no way that Kansas can defend the DNE ban.
We are fully confident that Kansas cannot meet this incredibly high standard, because other states have tried to, even under the less rigid undue burden standard, and they have failed.
Do you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. I mean, don't forget that the Supreme Court is sending this case back to the very judge who kicked off this whole thing by ruling that the DNE ban was unconstitutional. And now the Supreme Court has basically instructed him to follow what's called a strict scrutiny test. That is to say, in order for this ban to survive constitutional scrutiny, he must find that it serves a compelling state interest and that the state has gone about achieving that interest in the most narrowly tailored way.
And so that means your expectation would be that women who feel that they need a dilation and evacuation procedure in Kansas would be able to get one.
Correct.
Dan Margulies, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Dan Margulies spoke with Kansas News Service editor Amy Jeffries at KCUR in Kansas City.